really fast.
Mishnah.
He did the Mishnah. I guess I'll repeat the Mishnah. We'll start from the Mishnah and go into the Gemara. I missed this Gemara. I wanted to teach this Gemara, but I guess it wasn't meant to be about all the Tisha Gabims and things. I wasn't going to say it in Shir, by the way.
Why?
I wouldn't say it because people today, in this day and age, have trouble with these kind of jokes. I'm an Ashani Kayan Venim Talevi. On the condition, the guy said, I'm a Kaddishu, on the condition I am a Kayan, and then we found him to be a Levi. Levi Venim Talevi. Nasan Venim Talevi Mamzer. Mamzer Venim Talevi Nasan. We had this case earlier in the week, and we said that a woman doesn't necessarily want a shoe that doesn't fit. So even though a Kayan might be chashiver than a Levi, but on the other hand, she might not want to be married to a Kayan who's like, you know, with a big shoe. Ben Ir Benimtza Ben Krach.
He didn't know.
No, he said something that wasn't true. It was dishonest.
What if it wasn't dishonest?
Doesn't make a difference.
Right. Doesn't matter.
No.
Right.
But there's no reason to believe that the guy doesn't know he's a Kayan and knows he's a Kayan. You know, I mean, very rarely does that happen. I know.
So he's trying to, in a way of saying, I'm not going to really be, I'm lying to you, I'm not really going to punish you.
I'm not going to put myself into his mind.
Or his shoe.
Thank you. People lie. There are a lot of people that even lie to their wives. They lie.
Show bias?
Again, he tells her a story that's not true. He wants to persuade her to marry her. To marry him, he said, I'm a Kayan. You get truma. It's not true. He lied. I'm a Levi. You know, people lie. There are people that lie. There are people that are not honest. It's not healthy for someone biased to lie to your wife, especially to start a marriage with a lie. But we're not dealing now with morals and ethics. We're dealing with halacha. Is she b'kadeshes, not b'kadeshes? Yes.
I mean, this isn't even shalom
bias.
This is the abrogation of
the
contract.
Yeah, in halacha. No, but he's trying to figure out why would a guy tell his wife this. Again, he lied.
So, what I'm saying, we say Enim Mekadeshes. What's the Kiddush of the Enim Mekadeshes? I mean, he didn't... Almanas, that he did the
Enim Mekadeshes. Well, I don't know, but the Kiddush is that even though one is better than the other...
She may forgive it.
Still, we say no. Now, in the next case, there's Rashi's shot. But I found an interesting Rashash. Interesting Rashash, because I say interesting because Rashash lived in the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s, late 1800s. And he like offers a shot differently than Rashi. But just, I thought it was good. Interesting. Benir Benimsa Ben Krach Benimsa Benir. He tells her he lives in a metropolis, and he ends up living in a smaller city, or the opposite. Now, Zok Rashi, Ben-Ir Ben-Imtze Ben-Krach, Yeshivas Krachim Kasha. So Rashi explains that a Krach is a harder place to live. Shakrachu Mokum Shvokim, a lot of marketplaces, a lot of noise, a lot of people. Vayayikr Matsui, boy, it's more expensive. Vedoichik Ayrim Veshavim, and it's not spacey. Not spacey is the wrong word. It's not
spacious.
Spacious is the word. I'm sorry. Ben Krach Benimtze Benir, Ava Bishehitel L'Shvach. Even though he's better off, Tarsu. That's how. Other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say there's milas to both. Rashi makes it clear that Ben Krach is worse than a Benir, and when he told her he's a Ben Krach and he's really a Benir, it's an improved situation, but still a lie. Because again, any lie that who says she wants to go to a Ben-Ir, maybe the guy feels like $1 million because he's a Ben-Ir. Rashi, other Rishonim bring a Gemara and Subas that say there's milas to both. Ben Krach has that story that Rashi pointed out. Noisy, you feel locked in. It's like, on the other hand, everything is available. Everything is available. There's nothing you're missing. You have everything. And I shan't get a bed here. It might be more spacious, but you don't always have what you need. Right? So The Gemara in Ksuba says there's a mila to both. Somebody tried to learn this way in this Mishnah. Rashash says an interesting shot. Again, I don't usually go with a Rashash against Rishonim, but I just thought it was interesting. It's where he grew up. He's claiming he grew up in a metropolis, or he grew up in a smaller city. The midas of a person who grows up in a larger city are different than the midas of a person who grows up in a smaller city. And that he was trying to tell her what kind of guy he is. I'm an out-of-towner. I'm an in-towner. And that's the difference between the two. I just thought it was a cheap shot. But that's not what Rashi learns. We learn like Rashi.
Did anyone say that I came from there? Don't worry, we'll move back there one day.
I didn't see it. You can write your own shot. I'm serious now. I don't mean it in a bad way.
Did anyone say that?
I didn't see it. Don't think about it. I'm an Asher Basi Karv L'Merchitz V'Nim Tzerachik. I live close to the bathhouse. Or you end up being far. Rachik V'Nim Tzerachik. I'm an Asher Eshle Bas a Shivcha Megudelis. He said, I have a daughter. Or a Shivcha Megudelis. Rashi learned a Chosh of a Shivcha. V'Einloi. I'm an Asher Eshle V'Yeshloi. I'm an Asher Eshle Bona V'Yeshloi. I'm an Asher Eshle Bona V'Einloi. The kulam, Ava Bisharma, believe you like Scottish life. Even if she says, I didn't care. I don't care. He said whatever he wanted to say made zero difference in my agreement to marry him. Ava Bikate, the Bukadeshis, because it is considered Dwarm Shablev. We didn't hear it from her. The Chain Hich, to us, the same would be true if she misled him and she said, you're marrying me on condition that I will. Or he says, I'm marrying you on condition that you are this, because she told him she's this, and she's not. Rashi. But even if it's been cracked, yeshiva's krachim kashim. I did that, Rashi. This guy, this boy, Abishad, never came commercial rachshav. I don't care. Shein tenoi emes. I don't care that it's not true, but it doesn't make a difference. At the time of Kedushin, that's what we heard. There was a tenai. The tenai was not fulfilled. Yes?
Just in anticipation, are we going to see in the Gemara as to why each of these different cases, which seems
no.
to be reiterating the same
no. thing? No, the Gemara is not going to go through this.
Did you see anyone
no.
comment?
No, I didn't see. That means very little. Especially when I prepared this blurry-eyed. I didn't see.
He's more than me, but I don't see that much. Because it's this, we are explicating a great deal.
I understand your question.
Yeah.
It's a very valid question. Sometimes the Gemara goes through why we need every case.
Right.
I did not see it here.
Okay. It's just like in modern times. You know, if someone says, I'm a guy showing this condition, and then you find out that the girl does have this problem, he does have this problem, does it mean they weren't not married?
We don't make tanai in condition. There's no such thing. In those days, they made conditions in Kedushin, and we had old Perik and Gittin about all kinds of different conditions in a get. It doesn't happen today. We don't let any condition be made. In fact, we make the husband swear that he has no conditions in giving this get. There's no conditions. And if he ever made a condition, he's got to get rid of it before he does the get. And the same.
What should I get?
It is a get. On condition. But she doesn't know. Same thing. I said the same thing is true by getting and condition. We don't allow it. That's what I said. I answered that question. Very rarely. Very rarely. And that's all. Okay, we'll see the Gemara later on.
You ask her under the chuppah. No, if she would say, I don't care, it still doesn't matter?
If she would say, I don't care, she says she doesn't care. So then it doesn't matter. She doesn't care.
What was later on mean? A day later?
She finds out now that he lied to her. And she says, I don't care.
Right, after the marriage.
Okay, but it doesn't make a difference now.
Why?
Because the condition was done out tonight. You know what? Do me a favor. Hold on a second. Let it learn the Gemara, and if at the end of the Gemara you still have a question, please ask. Zab the Gemara. Ahu Gavra, there was a man, the Zabal and Ichse, a died to the Mesic Land Israel. He sold his property because he was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, we knew that. He'd been darshaning about it for 6 months. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. I'm packing. I got myself a ticket. I bought an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. I got myself a camel. Whatever he needs, he's darshaning about it all day. Everybody knows he's going to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows that. Then he went. He sold his house and did not say a word at the time of the sale that this sale is conditional. Never said it. He was talking about it. If you'd have asked anybody in the street, why is the guy selling his house? Moving to Eretz Yisrael. But he never said anything at the time of the sale. Didn't say anything. He made the sale without condition. And then what happened was, Rashi says, "Benenas loyalo." Something happened. He didn't move to Eretz Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he was mamish packed. And his wife got sick. First of all, the Gedolim asked him to stay, so he decided to stay. Then his wife got sick, and then he ended up everywhere. He never went. Right? He was Nana's loyalo. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He was packed. I don't think he sold his house, but he was. Everybody knew the Chofetz Chaim was moving to Eretz Yisrael, and he never moved. That's why Rabbi Shem didn't want him to move, so he didn't move. I'm not going into that, but I'm going into this case. Everybody knew this guy is planning, but at the time of the sale, he did not make it conditional, and now he didn't move, and he wants his house. I'm a rabbi.
I guarantee you, Chofetz Chaim was packing. Was that like this guy's packing?
I have no idea. Yes. I'm a rabbi.
What did he pass?
Have a dwarm believe. But he did, what was going on was in his heart. Meaning nothing was said at the time of the sale. It was thought. Nobody said a condition. Or dwarm shabalev ain't him dwarm. And a condition, it's not a condition. Nobody said a condition. You can't say, I thought. Sorry, we heard you say, I am selling. You did not make any condition. You thought. Sorry.
Rashi.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I thought everybody was going to jump at me and say it should drive some away. We'll see. Look, Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is the issue whether or not he actually explicitly made a tenai to the buyer, or Rabbi, whether or not he just mentioned again? Because, are we saying that even the buyer knew, because he had been nonstop talking about it for months, even to the buyer, but at the moment of sale, he didn't make an express tonight.
So that's a big shaila in the Rishayim. Simply put, had he expressed it at the time of the sale, I'm selling, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, it would have been okay. Not so simple why, but we would have accepted that, even though it didn't follow all the rules of Tanai. That's a separate issue. But the problem here was, at the time of the sale, nothing was mentioned. Nothing.
Okay.
Rashi, the next name of Karka, land. Why Rashi says land, I'm not sure. Adai to Lamesik, Menenes Loyola. Ube Edidna de Zavon Leamar, Adai to Lamesik, Mithavni, he did not say I'm planning to go. Ilu Parish Vizchash Mechiro, Adai to Lamesik, Mithavni. Had he said at the time, I'm selling because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, Loy Havazvina, would not have been a sale. Adai to Lachel Zavon, Shedar Kamaloy Karka. Nobody wants to stay without a house, without land. So when he said, I'm selling because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, it's evident that that's a condition in the sale. But he didn't say that. He said, I am selling. People knew he was going to Eretz Yisrael, but nobody said anything at the time of the sale. Halacha is, Dvarim Shebelev, Einim Dvarim. Now the question is, what is the source of that? Why don't we let the fact, the guy's claiming, and if you ask people in the street, they would say, we get it, that I was only planning to do it because I was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why are we ignoring that? I'm a rabbi, and I have a dorm, so I'm a rabbi, and I'm a rabbi, and I'm a rabbi, Eli, my mother, did not. We're going to try to prove a source for rabbi. It says, Yaakov, I say, Melamed, Shekaifin, I say. Guy donated a carbon. He promised a carbon, I should say. He promised he would bring a shlomim, and he doesn't bring it. So the pasuk says, Yaakov Aisai, that we dash in the extra pasuk, that we force him to bring the shlomim that he promised he would bring. Yahu b'al-karkoi, I would think we bring it against his will. Talmud Leimer l'rtzayno, he has to want to bring it. Now, it sounds contradictory. We force him to want to bring it. Okay, Tad. Kai v'naisa g'yema r'tzani. We force him, and he has to say, okay, I want to do it. Now, v'amai. Ha'beliba le'nichalai. Listen, you're standing there, and you're hitting him and say you're sorry it was a cherry on top, and he says, I'm sorry it was a cherry on top. It means nothing. He's saying it because he's getting beat. Here also, he's saying he's getting beat. That's why he's saying he wants to bring the carbon. He doesn't want to bring the carbon. So we see the dwar. We heard I want to bring the carbon. We don't care what's in his mind. Until after the Gemara, I'm not answering any questions. And for the Gemara, v'duma shaydi hasam. Nansadi the nichele b'kapara. And for the Gemara, there it's different, because everybody wants kapara. The Rambam explains this. The famous Rambam. The Rambam explains this, that every yid wants to do the right thing. Sometimes things get in the way between his inner desire and what he thinks he wants. Every yid's inner desire is to do the right thing. Sometimes things make him think that he doesn't want to do the right thing. So when he says he wants to bring the carbon, he's communicating his inner desire, whether he realizes that or not, because that's what he wants to do. Therefore, it's not Dvarim Shebelev. It's what he said, and there's no Dvarim Shebelev, because in the inner Dvarim Shebelev, a Yid wants to do the right thing, and he wants a kapara. And therefore, even though he's saying no, and then all of a sudden when he gets beat, he says yes, and you would think that the yes is not real. The yes is the real, because that's his inner self. That's how the Rambam explains this Gemara. Let me do Rashi. Zok Rashi, Yaakov Yisrei Kro Yisera Kedahu. It's an extra pasuk. Nachsib Bereish of the Kro, Zokar Tavim Yaakovenu. It said he should bring it. Shekai V'naitel, the Kaim Divrini Dray. Yes, Doctor.
Two things. Number one, John Rawls took this into the 20th century with his theories of jurisprudence, which involves sort of a fascist progressive that people really wanted to do that, so therefore you could force
them. Again, I'm just saying what the Rambam says about the Torah. Yes.
We discussed this about 15, 20 years ago in one of the Bavas when, you know, if I wanted your land, I could hang you by your thumb.
Excellent. Raj Miskasha. So the Raj Miskasha. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that if I force you to sell something, you say yes, even if you didn't mean it, it's sold. Kaful b'savim svina svina. So why is this different? Terence says, you sold it, it works. So the Rashi answers, that's true by a sale. But the halacha is, if you force a guy to give a present, it's not a present. If by a sale, we say he got money. Since he got money, he agreed, really. Mashenkin, if you force a guy to give a present and you hang him by his nails, the Gemara says it's not a present. He's not receiving anything in return. So the Gemara here understands that getting a kapara is not a sale, but getting a kapara is a present. And therefore, he's not agreeing unless we have this swara. But the Rashi asks your kasha. Other answer he gives is in the Hanami, the Gemara could have said that. So the difference between Terus and the Rashi is how do you view this, a sale or a present? Because he is getting something in return called a kapara. The question is, how valuable is that kapara to him that it's considered like a sale? Again, this is the Rashi Miskasha, the Rashi Mistuturutsa.
For whatever it's worth, and I'm aware of my status, but it seems to me that another way of understanding, I don't know if you saw anything along these lines, but to speak out loud is a volitional act. So therefore, if you are speaking out loud, that is a metzius in the world. We don't read minds, but we do look at physical action.
You do. He said, I want to bring the carbon.
What?
He's saying, I want to bring the carbon.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there he said, I want to sell it.
And so it's sold, unless he spoke to someone beforehand.
Again, that's the kasha. So you're repeating the question.
But the answer in terms of volitionality, I think, would apply to both.
Again, the Gemara there says it works. The Gemara says here, right, that it shouldn't work only because it's a person wants to do the right thing. I mean, the Gemara is not saying that answer. The question is, why isn't the Gemara giving that answer?
I'm aware that the Gemara is not giving the answer.
So the Rashi asked the question. Why isn't the Gemara giving that answer? So he says two answers. One, the Gemara could have, and one is that this is not called a sale, this is called a present, which the Gemara says there, he can say it a million times, it's meaningless.
Is there a cult that went out to this fellow's movie character as well?
People were talking about it.
Is that not enough to be buyer beware?
So this Tysus talks about in the other days, that there is a point of Tanai that's Beliboy Belev Kaladam, that every single person watching this knows the story. But it has to be a certain level, and this did not reach that level. Now, what makes, I have to trust Tysus on that. There's a certain conditions that are built into things. This is not a built-in condition, it's a circumstantial thing that we think, it has to be stipulated b'peh. But you don't need mishpatei atnoim, which was Harvey asked before. We don't have to go through the legalese of how one makes conditions. Tanai kafel, tanai kaidim lemaisa, hein kaidim lelah, all the legalese and conditions can be waived here because it's self-understood. If he says the word, I want to go there, just so I'm selling, then that's part of it.
The buyer was where?
The what? He wants to go there and sell, yes.
Would not have been enough if only the buyer
knew. It's not enough even if the buyer does. I don't know what you mean. Even if everybody knows, it's not enough.
If nobody knows except for he tells the buyer, I'm selling the property because I'm leaving for it's wrong.
That's good enough.
That's right. And over here, this korban is because
those. So he made a nether.
He made a nether.
I said that, yeah. This is not a chatas in an asham. We don't force for a chatas in an asham. We only force people to keep their nadar. Chatas and Hashem, we think that they should do it on their own if they know what's good for them.
He actually says Ola here. I don't know.
That's also an editor. I said Shlomo, and I said Shlomo. Thank you.
No, I just don't know why he said that.
I can tell you why he says that, because it's written in the Parsha of Ayla. In Chumash Vayikra, Vayikra, the beginning, Adam ki Yaakov mem karbon Hashem, and Abayim mem kazay tigim shkabar karbon, Ayla karbonai, Zachari, Yaakov Aysai. The word Yaakov Aysai is written in the Pasuk that says him Ayla karbonai. So therefore, since it's written by Ayla, he says Ayla. But the same would be by Shlomo. It's more frequent by Ayla that the guy doesn't follow through, because by Shlomo he gets to eat it. By Ayla he gets nothing. But you're right. You are right. It's written by Ayla. Elomi Seifa. From the Seifa of that, I believe it's a Mishnah. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. Elomi Seifa.
What are we trying to figure out here?
We're trying to figure out a source that we don't care what's in the person's mind. Elomi Seifa. So we tried to prove it from carbon, and the answer was carbon is different because his mind does not say no. He thinks his mind says no, but really his mind is saying yes. His inner mind, his inner heart is saying yes.
Safe of what?
I'm sorry?
Safe of what?
Of that Mishnah that talked about carbon. I know, they asked the Kasha, it says it's not, and it's really a Brisa. They're bothered by it, yes. Element of Misefa. By a wife, sometimes we force a divorce, and by shichrur, sometimes we force a person to free an eved. Under different circumstances, we're not getting involved in the minutiae. We're forcing him to divorce his wife. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. He says, I want to divorce her. He says, I want to free the Evan. Now, he says it because there's a whip. But the bottom line is, he says it. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hassam, Tilma Shiny Hassam, the mitzvah is my different Chachamim. Again, it is a mitzvah. And people want to do the right thing. And since the Chachamim want him to divorce, that's the right thing. It goes into that same inner chamber of his heart where he wants to keep the Torah. One of the Torah's mitzvahs is listen to the Chachamim. Therefore, he wants to do the right thing. Rashi. Mitzvah Shmai Devir Chachamim. Beslan Lachzuki Becheskis Mekayim Mitzvah. The Gamer Beliba Lekayim Devir Bezen. He decides in Mekayim Devir Bezen. In fact, the Gemara could prove this answer. It doesn't go about it. Because Halacha is, If a guy forces somebody to give a get on his own, it's not a get. Even though he says yes, and he's being beaten. Why is he believed? The answer is, because there's no mitzvah, there's no reason to believe that he agreed to anything. He said no. I mean, we say he meant there, it's, we assume that people don't want to do something that's not Baratz and Atayra.
Goyim hired Goyim?
Not the peasant hired them. A lady hired a guy, go beat my husband up till he divorces me.
With a rub? I'm saying they say.
No, I did not with a rub.
Oh, here.
That's my right. Elom Rav Yaisa Mahacha, and this is why the sugya is here, because of this next piece of Gemara. Rav Yaisa said the source is here. Our Mishnah. Kadosh Yisrael, Amak Sabra, Yisi, Shikanas. Now, this Mishnah is not here, it's later on. First, we're bringing a later on Mishnah. Hamakalish Esisha. This is not our Mishnah. Look, Amar Ksavra Yisi Shikananes. He was Makalish, a woman. He comes in the next day and says, I was under the impression she was a Kananes. She's been telling me all along that she is a Kananes. Or Larry Levi, I found out today that's not true. She lied to me. Levi, by name, to Kananes. Ania, she told me she was poor. I wanted to marry a poor girl, so I didn't want to rack up a credit card bill. Vehi Ashira. And I found out now that she's rich. Or Ashira, Vari Ania. Mikudashas. Nothing was said at the time of Kedushin. He was Mikadashir. And he didn't say to her, Mikadashir, like you told me that you're a Kahanas or a Levia. He just was Mikadashir. He was under the impression that this is what she was. Under the impression is not a tenai.
Well, she did tell him.
Not at the time of Kedushin.
Right.
Vamai, Amak Savra Yisi. I mean, he's claiming that he thought. And there's reason to believe him. Because she did darshan the whole time that she was a Kahanas. Ela Mishim Dabina, Rav Shabalei Veinim Dvarim. So Raya, sorry, we can't, at the time of Kedushin, this was not spoken out. Granted, you thought it, but it wasn't part of your Kedushin, as far as we know. We don't know that that's what you were insisting on. We didn't hear that. Zokti Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Do Mishayni Asin De L'chumra. Maybe there, Mekudeshes just means that in case somebody else does Kedushin, that we make him give a get. But Eino Chinami, if somebody else does Kedushin, maybe we'd make the second guy give Kedushin a get also. Meaning, maybe Mekudeshes just means we're afraid she's Mekudeshes. We treat it L'chumra, but not because we're sure she's Mekudeshes. Maybe Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim. Maybe Enochanami, it does create doubt. But we're talking about Kedushin, so we want to cover our bases, so we say let him get again. Rashi, yes, doctor.
No, I'm
Rashi, Enochanami, Shaini Asim L'chumra, Kalam Yikil L'meymar, Adik Tani Mekudeshes L'chumra Kalam. We don't let her get married. I have a Kedushin Gemur Mahavi, Levat Kedushin Acherim. Not that she's 100% Mekudeshes, so Yitzvah's mother won't work. Shabacha, we can't just really get that machine. Maybe we do consider Dvarim Shemalev enough to create that we would consider her not Mekudeshes vis a vis somebody else, but we're saying, cover your bases, give a get. To Chumra, maybe. We don't, it doesn't say they're Mekudeshes and 100% Mekudeshes. Because that's just that we require again. That's all. Again, maybe all the Mishnah meant is for that purpose. That we need a get before she goes and gets married. Because maybe she's Mekudeshes. Meaning, we assume Mekudeshes means 100%. If somebody came and gave her a Kedushin, we would ignore the second guy. Dr. Gemara, maybe that's not true. Maybe the Dvarim Shebelev does count enough so that we would make the second guy give a get. All we're saying is, let the first guy give a get to make sure that nobody does anything wrong. That's all the words mean. Hello, my buyer.
He wants now to divorce her?
He wants to stay married to her. Or he wants to say, I don't need to divorce her. I'm out. mistake.
Right. What's going on here?
He doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to write a get. Get costs money.
She did not trick him.
Where is this? Because she did not trick him at the time of Kedushin.
What did she think? What if she...
If it became a Tanai at the time of Kedushin?
Only
Tanai? Again. If at the time of the Kedushin he said, I'm marrying you because you're a Kehanas.
She didn't say
again. I'm trying to figure out what you're zeroing in on. She did not mislead him at the time of Kedushin.
We can make an inference for that.
That what?
That if she did.
Which means it became a Tanai in the Kedushin. It means that at the time of Kedushin she misled him.
No longer harms your belief.
Exactly.
I thought the case was
sober,
that she, you just thought it.
Again, I spoke out what the Rishayim said. When I teach this Gemara, I try to go through the different Rishayim, and I pick the simplest shot in the Gemara without getting people confused. The simplest shot in the Gemara is that there had been an awareness that, or at least he was aware, had heard many times that she said she's a Kehanas. And therefore he viewed her as Mrs. Kehanas. But he didn't say anything at the time of Kedushin. And either did she. If there would have been no awareness, it would have been different than our case of the guy going to go to Eretz Yisrael. There was an awareness that the guy wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara's comparing the cases. So, the Mepharshim speak out, this is a comparable case. Which means, the awareness was there, but not at the time of the transaction.
Don't look at that as a tonight.
He didn't make it tonight. It's Dvarim Shebelev. He's now claiming that he's not married to her and he doesn't have to give her a divorce. The Mishnah says, yes, you are. She is Mukadesha. We understood that to mean that if somebody else would come along and make a marriage now, we'd ignore it. The Gemara is answering, maybe not. Maybe we do take the Dvarim Shebelev somewhat seriously. All we're saying is, to cover our bases, let her give him a divorce. Let him give her a divorce.
Even if it wasn't spoken out, but if she knows that he came with this impression, is that not called a toys?
Again.
Freaking him?
No.
Okay.
It's time to believe. Now again, I mentioned this earlier and I mentioned it again because it'll probably come up another few times. There is a level of understanding that's an automatic. This is not that way. Not automatic that he's marrying her because she's a Kehanas. There are some things that are automatic.
Even if it's not mentioned.
Even if it's not mentioned.
Like?
Mumim. Certain blemishes she has. Again, you know, I'll wander off for a second. There was a story back in the late 70s, 77, 78. A guy that married a woman and then he found out that she has no uterus. She doesn't get any periods, she can't have any babies. Now, it was a shtickle mason. The parents, the family knew that she has no uterus. But they didn't tell the guy. They were hoping that Kesavian and Sakal, the wealthy family, they thought they'd give the guy, the young man, a lot of money and he'd be satisfied. Well, the man was not satisfied, and he went to Ramesha. Ramesha was fuming. He was very upset, at least so the story went when it happened. He said, really, a get shouldn't even be necessary. It's a mekkah toss. But in order to make sure nobody claims anything, we'll write a get. That's a mekkah toss. A person married a woman, and she's incapable of bearing children, and he did not know this. She is an islander.
She tricked him.
She didn't trick him. The whole thing was a trick, meaning nobody said, she's not an islander. Nobody told him, oh, she's not an islander. You know, nobody asked a prospective wife, are you an islander? Right? That's not what usually is asked.
So what was the reason why she said to you again this morning?
To not to, you know, you don't want to do something, that somebody else will come and ask a question. Just make sure that nobody has a time. They both lived happily ever after. He got married and has a family, and she got married to someone who has kids and raised and a person who was a widow with a bunch of kids, and she raised his kids. At least in that story. Again, this was in 1977 or 78, around there. Story happened. I'm just trying to, you want to know a condition that's built in, that a woman can have children. Or, I'm sorry, nobody's guaranteeing any husband that his wife is going to have children, that she has the physical capability of having children. Yes?
It goes the other way around also. I was involved in a case where a couple had been married for several years, no signs of pregnancy, and actually the husband had microtestacles from a childhood infection and was not producing any sperm at all.
But that might be he didn't know or wasn't aware of that he did that, you know, that in the other case it was. I mean, I don't know if Rabbi would have said Mecca toss on that. That's what I'm trying to say. It might not. That's what I'm saying.
So in this case, he was thinking that she was a Kohanis because she told him.
It was. Well, exactly.
And so at the moment of seduction, he didn't say Almanas.
Correct. Don't think about my tell him I buy my hook up. In our Mishnah. Bekulam, Abba Bishamra, believe you, Hoyle, Scottish line. Abba became in the Mukadeshis. Right? He said to her, I'm an Ashani Kayan, or I'm an Ashani Levi, and she tells us, I didn't care. So we say, I'm sorry, the condition was made on that condition. She's saying, I didn't care. We don't, doesn't make a difference. Why? She's saying she didn't care. And it's informed to believe. We didn't hear that you didn't care. Am I? A come and believe you are you. Dr. Gemara, the Dum Shiny Hassam. There it's different. That's why this sug is here. It's here because the Gemara wanted to use this as a source that Dwarm Shabalay made him Dwarm. Because why can't she say, I didn't care? The answer is because there it was spoken out the other way. And she's trying to go against the spoken word. Meaning, he said, I'm a Nashari Kayan. And she's saying, I didn't care. Therefore, his Amanash HaNikayan is being taken away. In the case of the guy going to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't say, I'm selling it even though I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. The Likayas didn't say, I'm buying it even though you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. So there, that is, nothing was said. So the question is, can Dwarm Shemalev tell us that it was done in that condition? Here, the opposite was said. You want her, Dwarm Shemalev, to cancel the opposite. That might be worse. Maybe Dwarm Shemalev can tell us, if he wouldn't have said, I'm an Ashani Kayan, he could have said, she could have said, I didn't care. People assumed he was a Kayan, she could say, I didn't care. But who says it would go against the spoken word? Therefore, that's not a proof. In our case, he sold it. He did not say, I'm selling it. Nobody here mentioned the sale is even if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael. Nobody mentioned anything. In the case over there, it was said, the condition that he's a Kayan. The words were spoken out. Dr. Gemar Duma Shiny Hassam, the Kibin the Asnei, Lavko Kamina, the Hadr, the Akhul Evansar. So at this point, we have no source. Rashi. Eid Mukadesh is fine to Kula, that's a Kula. Kibin the Asnei, Shaperish Tnai Beviv, he said the Tnai in his mouth. Lavko Kamina Lameka Tnai Betwam Shabalev. Hail the Shama Beloy Mikhsa, she heard it and didn't stop it. Lame Abba became Ani Chafet Zabach. Kaddish Oisi Beloy Tnai. She didn't say, drop the Tanai. So therefore, we say, sorry, lady, you did not say drop the Tanai. But she ain't getting in a case where it's not spoken out either way. Maybe we do accept Torah Shabalev.
So, is Rebbe saying in the call of five books of Moshe, there's no cases of Torah Shabalev?
Well, you can find one, please tell me. I'm not saying anything. I'm reading a Gemara that's looking for a source, and so far has not found the source. At the end of the day, we'll have a source. But so far, we have not found the source. So far, in the five books of Moses, we have not found the case. Yes, doctor.
I I do believe the Pentateuch mentions having an allegiance to false gods. So
yeah, but that's not a...
That's a belief.
That's not, no, it isn't. Well, that provides the punishes for.
Yeah,
nothing
no.
to do with us and halacha.
Still us, ancillarily, what do we do in terms of interpreting Greeks and tangents, but I really don't remember.
I know what you mean.
What?
One person goes with the Greek, one person goes with the Tzib, and one person goes with both.
Okay.
Dr. Gemara Baita. Dr. Gemara, Elam Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Ubda Ava Be Rav Chisda. There was a story by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Be Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda went to Rav Huna. Upashtu Maha, and together they proved it from the following Mishnah. Ha'aymer L'shluchai, somebody says to his... Okay, let me explain. Me'ilah is an Aveira. Using Hekdesh, B'shaygig, without realizing it's Hekdesh, is it called Me'ilah. However, it's Exeris Harkosav, that even though normally ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, but by Me'ilah, a person is a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That means, if Ruvain, B'shaygig, sent Shimon to take something of Hekdesh's, B'shaygig didn't realize it was Hekdesh, and Shimon takes it, Ruvain gets the Aveira. Even though normally Aveira does not return back to the Mishaleach. In this case, the Aveira does turn back to the Mishaleach. That's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Only if the Shliach carries out his agency according to what he was told. However, if the Mishaleach tells the Shliach A and the Shliach does B, so then he's not a Shliach. So then the messenger is the one that did the Mila because he's not a messenger. He canceled his agency by not doing what he was told. So if the owner tells the guy, do me a favor, get me the food that I have on that window, and I got it from a different place, the shliach does the mila. Because the mishaleach told him A, and he did B. But if he does what the mishaleach told him, there's a halacha called yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. That's the halacha. That's the background to this gemara. Maha. The Mishnah says, he tells the shliach to bring it from a certain location. Bluskum, I believe, is a sack, pouch, or whatever it is. I don't know what Archibald calls it.
First.
And the guy brought it. Now the owner is saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I told him to get that window, but I didn't mean that window. He didn't do what I really wanted. I told the shliach to get it from the window, and the shliach went and got it from the window, but the owner is now claiming that he never appointed him to get it from the window because he didn't mean it. It was a mistake. He said words that he didn't mean.
He made a mistake.
The owner made a mistake in the appointing of the agent. I didn't mean that. I meant something else. Right? The halacha is, he carried out the agency. He did exactly what the owner told him. Lamaya, come and believe me. Didn't he say, I didn't mean it? Therefore, I didn't make him an agent for that. Elalah, Mishum Bidim Dwarim, Mishum Blei Bidim Dwarim. We don't care. The bottom line is, we don't deal with what you thought.
Whole idea of
okay, but 1 second. Let me give it a chance to explain.
Such a weird
treat. So, again, Me'ilah is only if you carry out the agency, then the owner is liable. The minute you're not doing what he wanted you to do, you're liable. That's the halacha. The question is here, he told you something, but he didn't mean it. He's claiming he didn't mean it. And therefore, you didn't do what he wanted done. So why is the Baal Bayis Mo'el? He didn't mean to make him that. Teretz says, we don't care what you meant. We listen to what you said. Dvarim shebleiv, einam dvar. Dr. Ashi. Havelim and Achalai. Sorry. Rav Chisda Havelim and Ravuna. Klem holoch liba lebe b'roshesh Ravuna lahim adlover. He went to Ravuna to look it up. Havelim and Achalai. Moas. Vayisha moasha hegdis. V'shagim balabayis. Shavar shen chulim. There was money there. And he thought it was chulim. Luskum ataksa. V'hevi loim vayisha chalai. I didn't mean this pouch, I meant this pouch. Meaning the same location. There were two pouches. He told the shliach, get it from the window. He meant the right pouch. The shliach took the left pouch. The Dvarim Shebelev is defining that I didn't mean the right pouch. He didn't say, take the right pouch, and now claiming he meant the left pouch. No. He told him, take the money from the window. In the window, there are two pouches, a right pouch and a left pouch. He did not tell the shliach which one. The shliach went and took money from the window. The Baal Bayis is now claiming, I meant the right pouch. That was my shlichus. Again, it's not that he said the opposite. It's within the framework of what he said. He's saying, I forgot to add that piece, but my Dvarim Shebelev should count as if I said the right pouch. The answer is, Dvarim Shebelev, Adam Dvarim. You didn't say anything about right pouch or left pouch. But
the
guy said, I never made him a shliach on the left pouch. Teretz is, this is very similar to the case of the sale. He didn't say it. Right? Didn't say it. Now, the Mepharshim speak out that this is, even if he was talking about beforehand, I have, you know, money in that right pouch that I'm going to use. But when he appointed the shliach, he didn't say, take the right pouch. There was he had made an awareness that he's planning to use the money in the right pouch. But at the appointment of the shliach, all he said is, get me money from the window. He didn't say, take the right pouch. But there had been an awareness. Doesn't make a difference. That's the similarity to the case. When there's an awareness, but he didn't may say it. And for the Gemara, Dilma Shaini Hasim Dilamifta Navshim Yikarbenkas. There we question his honesty, because he's trying to save himself the carbon. Meaning, there we say that maybe he meant both pouches, right? He's lying. Their chat is, we know the person was going to Eretz Yisrael. He's not lying that he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. We saw him packing. We saw him doing things. Then something happened that prevented him from going. So when he claims, I only did it to go to Eretz Yisrael, we're not accusing him of lying. Lying involved. But he didn't say anything. Here, Chad is, yes, he had talked about the money in the right pouch. But he had never, there's no reason to believe that when he appointed and said, get from the window, he was saying anything from the window. He didn't say the right pouch. And there's no part of the story that we could say he meant the right pouch. There's nothing that showed that he said it. He had made an awareness. Some people had told him they'd heard him talk about the right pouch. He might be lying because he doesn't want to bring a carbon. He has an incentive to lie. Now, the other guy also has an incentive to lie. He wants his house. But the upshot is, we know that was behind the story. Here we don't know anything about right pouch, left pouch. We don't know why he would favor one over the other. We're continuing with some